It was in 2001 when Arkansas trio The Gossip first launched onto the scene. And since 2001, they have built a career on cleverly, meticulously, magnificently mixing and blending blues, rock, garage, punk, disco, dance, all into this really unique alternative sound. Well, in 2012, when the band released their fifth album, it proved to be their fifth and final album, with the band going on a hiatus of sorts with an unknown date of return. Well, 12 years later, I am happy to say that The Gossip are reuniting and releasing a sixth brand new album called Real Power later this year in March. I cannot wait to get my hands on that new album. And inspired from the fact that there is new music after 12 years, I thought, let's reach all the way back to 2001. What we just heard was music from The Gossip's debut album, That's Not What I Heard, with the song Hot Date. In the middle, it is British garage rock, indie rock, alternative rock band, The Duke Spirit. Going back to their 2008 album, Neptune, we heard the song You Really Wake Up the Love in Me. And then starting the set off, it is Saskatoon, Saskatchewan surf rock band, The Garys. Their latest album is Get Thee to a Nunnery. We listen to the title track and opening track, Get Thee to a Nunnery, from The Garys. Now that we've wrapped up 2023, we did our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums, we dove into our honorable mentions. What I want to do next week on the program, I'm hoping to bring in some albums that were just completely overlooked on my part that were released last year. So by that I mean I am hoping to bring in new music from The Pretenders. They released a new album last year. Chicago R&B artist Jamila Woods had new music last year. Alison Goldfrapp, frontwoman to the dark dance duo Goldfrapp, released her debut solo album in 2023. I'm really hoping to get my hands on the newest album from her again. All of that featured next week, but I thought, you know what? Let's get into some Goldfrapp. So in anticipation of next week, here is the delightful UK duo Goldfrapp right now here on Girly So Groovy.
trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid of what I might be, hiding in the dark, hiding in the street, and a war was for me. The hounds of love are haunting. I've always been
we'll be right back.
Music to make you move here on Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Mr. Little Jeans, who is the dance pop project of Norwegian singer-songwriter Monica Birkins, who's named after, actually, this is a great Girly So Groovy trivia, Mr. Little Jeans is named after a minor Wes Anderson film character. Anyways, let's talk about the music of Mr. Little Jeans as opposed to the film history. Mr. Little Jeans released her debut album, Pocket Knife, in 2014. We heard the song Runaway. In the middle, it is legendary, groundbreaking trailblazer Kate Bush with her song Hounds of Love. That's the title track to her 1985 album, Hounds of Love. It was a year ago this month that we launched our groundbreaking trailblazing series. In 2023, we started a new monthly series where every month we selected one groundbreaking artist or band and took the hour to celebrate not only the music that that groundbreaking artist makes, but also to focus on the musicians and bands who have come since to say, thank you for opening doors for us. So in January, when we launched that ship, Kate Bush was the captain of that ship. And we did that all the way through November. It took a break in December. We're going to be picking it up again this month in January. I asked you, the loyal listener, if you thought we should continue with the monthly series. And I was thrilled when a number of you did reach out to me through social media to let me know we should continue with the series. So with saying that, 1 week in January, we will be getting back to it. And I've already revealed who is going to be our January selection, Billie Holiday. Keep your ears open for when we're going to be doing that. Also, too, when I think about Kate Bush with that song Hounds of Love, the last time we heard Hounds of Love was about 5 episodes back now, but not performed by Kate Bush. In fact, it was performed by modern indie rock act Night Jewel as part of our 2-hour Under the Covers episode. In November, we did a 2-hour show where we did nothing but cover songs. I was under the weather. I was not under the covers when I recorded that show. When I go back to that and hear my voice, I can't help but laugh. I was touched when a number of you even reached out to me and said, you don't sound good. You don't sound like your normal self. And that really, it was nice to know that you, the listener, look after me like that. But anyways, if you ever want to listen to that episode of Under the Covers or any of the last 10 weeks of Girly So Groovy, know that you can do that through our online listening platform. Go to the website mixcloud.com/girly so groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 20 hours of Girly So Groovy simply waiting for you to press play. In addition, in that top 10 or in that last 10 weeks, there are a number of fabulous shows you don't want to miss. You can still catch our groundbreaking Dolly Parton episode, our groundbreaking Queen Latifah episode. Under the Covers is there. Our top 10 and honorable mentions episode is there. And if you are still in the holiday spirit, you can find our holiday extravaganza. Before I forget, we did start that set with music from UK dance duo Goldfrapp with their song Believer. That's off of their album Head First. Listen, friends, when I talk about doing that monthly series or anytime throughout the year, I'm always looking for recommendations and suggestions from you. The best way to do that is through social media. We are on Instagram at GSG Radio, and we're on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. In addition to you being able to message me any requests, know that you will find the playlist in print, links to the bands and musicians featured, and links to our listening Mixcloud page. That does it for me. I am just thrilled to be back another year here on Girly So Groovy. It was in 2001 when a fresh-faced Trevor walked into CJAM Studios in the University of Windsor in the Windsor-Detroit listening area and asked if we could feature a show like this. And for over 20 2 years since we have been featuring Girly So Groovy on CJAM. And since then, we are broadcasting across Canada and down into the United States. Coast to coast is what I like to say. And I'm just so happy to say that week after week. Whether you tune in through your favorite community or campus radio station, or you are one of our over 2,000 listeners on our Mixcloud page, thank you. Honestly, I could not do the show and would not do the show if it wasn't for you. All right, let's wrap this 2 hours up. When we talk about the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums, I think back to last year. Twin sister sensation Tegan and Sarah made their way into the 2022 list with their latest album, Cry Baby. Let's wrap up with Tegan and Sarah. Smoking Weed Alone is the name of the song. Here is Tegan and Sarah. Thanks for listening.
Smoking weed alone, I'm in the woods. Wonder if I'll get clean again. Running down the street, it's just a dream. Think I need to wake up again. If it's-